translation, having assumed the form of a forceful whirlwind, the demon Trinavarta took Krishna very high in the sky. But when Krishna became heavier than the demon had to stop his force and could go no further. Purport. Here is a competition in yogic power between Krishna and Trinavartasur. By practicing mystic yoga, asuras generally attain some perfection in the eight cities, or perfections, namely anima, lagima, maima, prapti, prakamya, isitva, fasitva, and kama fasaita. But although a demon may acquire such powers to a very limited extent, he cannot compete with the mystic power of Krishna. For Krishna is Yogeshwar, the source of all mystic power. Yatra Yogeshwaro Hari. No one can compete with Krishna. Sometimes, of course, having acquired a fragmental portion of Krishna's mystic power, asuras demonstrate their power to the foolish public and assert themselves to be God, not knowing that God is a supreme Yogeshwar. Here also we see that Trinavarta assumed the Mahima Siddhi and took Krishna away as if Krishna were an ordinary child. But Krishna also became a mystic Mahima Siddha. When Mother Yasoda was carrying him, he became so heavy that his mother, who was usually accustomed to carrying him, could not bear him and had to place him down on the ground. Thus Trinavarta was able to take Krishna away in the presence of Mother Yasoda. But when Krishna, high in the sky, assumed the Mahima Siddhi, the demon, unable to go further, was obliged to stop his force and came down according to Krishna's desire. One should not, therefore, compete with Krishna's mystic power. Devotees automatically have all mystic power, but they do not like to compete with Krishna. Instead, they fully surrender to Krishna, and their yogic power is demonstrated by Krishna's mercy. Devotees can show mystic yoga so powerful that a demon could not even dream of it, but they never try to demonstrate it for their personal sense gratification. Whatever they do is for the service of the Lord, and therefore they are always in a position superior to that of the demons. There are many karmis, yogis and jnanis who artificially try to compete with Krishna, and thus ordinary foolish people who do not care to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from authorities consider some rascal yogi to be Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the present moment, there are many so-called Babas who present themselves as incarnations of God by showing some insignificant mystic wonder, and foolish people regard them as God because lacking of knowledge of Krishna. Trinavarta Santurayo Vatyarupa Daroharan Krishnam nabo gato kantum nasaknot puribharabrit. Having assumed the form of a forceful whirlwind, the demon Trinavarta took Krishna very high in the sky. But when Krishna became heavier than the demon had to stop his force and could not go further. Om Ajnanam Shakshun militam yena tasmai shi gurave nama. Shri Chaitanya manovistam staptam yena bhutale. Svam rupakadamayam dadati svapadantikam. Vandiyam shi roshi yoda padakamanam shi rum vaishnavam sha. Shri rupam jagjatam saganaragnatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana saitam shri krishna chaitanya devam. Shri radha krishna padan sagana lalita shri vishakam vitam sha. He krishna karuna sindhu dina bandho chiatpate kaupesha kopka kanta radha kanta namastate. Tapta kansna garanghi rade vrindavana shvri vrishabana sutta devi pranamama haripri. Vankha kalptrubesha kripasin bevisha patnam pavan bio vaishnam bio namo namo. Chaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda. Chiyadvaita kadada shivasa tigaura bhakta vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charaswamiti Namane. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharane. Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyari. I'm asking for the blessings of Prahlada Maharaj and all devotees so that I can speak something which may inspire you in your spiritual life, spiritual journey. So here in the 10th canto, chapter 7, we have this pastime of the Trinavarta demon. It shows that no one should try to compete with Krishna's mystic power. Krishna is Yogeshwara, is the master of all mystic powers, the origin of all mystic powers. When Mother Yasoda was used to carrying Krishna in his baby form, but he became so heavy. It is said more heavy than the universe. So she had to put him down. I don't know what the weight is of the universe, but it must be immense. So she had to place him on the ground. Devotees, when they require mystic power, Krishna provides that. But even if devotees, when they have mystic powers, they don't use it to compete with Krishna. They use it in Krishna's service. They would never use such mystic powers for personal sense gratification. But it seems Trinavarta did not know Krishna's identity. Demons mostly, they think, Avajananti Mamuda, Manusim Tanim Ashritam, Parambhavamajananto, Mamabhuta Maishvaram. They think Krishna, Manusim Tanim Ashritam. Foolishly, they think him an ordinary human being that. But devotees, they get to know Krishna. They know Krishna to a certain extent. Because they understand everything in this world is Krishna's energy. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, etam vibhutim yoga shamam yoveti tatvata sovi kalpena yogena yuchate natra samsa. That's so vikalpena yogena yuchate natra samsaya. So when one knows Krishna's mystic powers, then when one knows Krishna's opulences, then what's the conclusion? One starts to worship Krishna. That one is convinced of all his opulence and mystic power. He engaged in unalloyed devotional service. And Krishna reciprocates with that unalloyed devotional service. Ananta sindhyantamam yechana prayapashtete sam nityabhyuktanam yogakstenam vahamyam. Krishna says that to my devotee who is engaged in unalloyed devotion, I give him everything he needs and I protect what he has. Srila Prabhupada explains, yes, Krishna protects all the spiritual advancements the devotee has made and gives him everything necessary to make further advancement. And that means all facilities. That so unalloyed devotional service. That at the end of the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Mat karma krit mat paramo mat bhakta sangravarchita nirvaira sarvabhutesu sa yasamam esi pandava. So Krishna gives here a six-way program of engagement in pure devotion. That he says that, yes, my dear Arjuna, he who engages in pure devotional service, it must be pure devotional service, free from the contamination of fruitive activities, free from the contamination of mental speculation. And one must work for Krishna, that one must make Krishna the goal of one's life, and one must be friendly to every living entity. It's a sixfold program Krishna proposes to us. Of course, Trinavarta, he had a different program. He was not going to engage in pure devotional service. That he didn't want to become free from all the desires for fruitive activities, because that was his life, to enjoy that. And he was not working for Krishna, he was working for Kamsa, the servant of Kamsa. And he did not make Krishna the goal of his life. So, but if we engage in devotional service, then Krishna facilitates our service one way or another. That can be for in extraordinary situations. That can mean that Krishna provides us with mystic power. But Krishna gives us also the ability to do his service, to perform his service, and he provides everything what we need. I remember maybe it was 98 or 99. I was in Radhadesh. I was a member of the management council. And we had a monthly Brahminical council. And in one of these councils, we decided we need a guest house because so many people came, so many visitors, but we had no facilities to offer them. So we decided we are going to build a big guest house. We took that decision altogether with the conviction, yes, it will happen. It's just we have to engage and start working on it. although at that time we had only debts, we had no financial means, nothing. But somewhere or another, the devotee started to contact an architect, and the devotee started to work on the land to dig a big hole to make the guest house. We had a first stone laying ceremony, and somewhere or another, through fundraising, through different ways, we got the facilities, the money, the manpower, everything came somewhere or another. And 4 years later, the guest house was there. It just, if we try to engage in devotional service, then, and it is done just with the motivation to please Krishna, that to engage in Srila Prabhupada's mission without any other motivation, then Lakshmi comes and helps us. That, of course, a master mystic power was certainly Srila Prabhupada. Someone asked Srila Prabhupada, you are a Swami, what are your mystic powers? And Srila Prabhupada, he was pointing to his Western disciples. He said, before they were hippies, addicted to so many things, but now they became happy devotees. This transformation of the heart, it's extraordinary. Srila Prabhupada did that. There was a priest in America who came to Srila Prabhupada and he said, the priest said, these boys, they are our boys. But before they were not interested to come to the church, but now they have become mad of God. that's certainly extraordinary. So Krishna is the master of all mystic powers. Once I asked my spiritual master, Bhakti Charamaraj, asked him, can Krishna make Govardhan hill so heavy that he cannot lift it? And his answer was, yes, he can, but still he will lift it. So we cannot estimate Krishna's powers, mystic powers. They are beyond our limited understanding. But we see Trinavarta could fly in the sky. Who can fly in the sky? That's quite a mystic power. But for devotees, it doesn't mean it means nothing. All these mystic powers are material powers, very temporary manifestations. When Srila Prabhupada, and he mentioned that in the purport here, he did not like all these yogis who were making a show of mystic powers. His point was, give up all this nonsense, just surrender unto Krishna. Because Krishna consciousness is not such a cheap thing. It means surrender to Krishna. We see this. This is demonstrated by the story of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was always engaged, fully engaged in the 9 angas of devotional service. He was fasting for a whole year. Then when the time to break the fast came there, to Valsamuni came. And the Valsamuni is a mystic yogi, very powerful, because to Valsamuni, easy pleased, but also easy, he feels easy offended, and then he curses. So Ambarish Maharaj, after 1 year, he had to break the fast, because you have to break the fast at the right moment, otherwise you lose the benefit of the fast. So he was asking his ministers what to do. And the Brahmin said, yes, you drink a little water. It's breaking the fast. It's not breaking the fast. But in the meantime, the Vasamuni went to take a bath. So Ambarish Maharaj followed the advice of the Brahmins, and he drank a little water. But the Vasamuni could read the mind of others, and he knew what was going on in the mind of Ambarish Maharaj. Who has the power to read the minds of others? That's quite extraordinary. So when Durvasamuni came back, he understood what happened, and he became angry. That means, although he's such a great mystic yogi, he cannot control his senses. He becomes angry. Becomes so angry, he plucks one hair of his head, throws it on the ground, and a big demon appears, meant to give trouble to Ambarish Maharaj. But because Ambarish Maharaj was completely surrendered to the Supreme Lord in his pure devotional service, the Lord felt obliged to send his chakra to protect him. And the chakra was chasing after Durvasamuni. Durvasamuni tried to get shelter from Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, but they all said, nothing we can do for you. That finally he came in Vaikuntha, met Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu said, I have also no power to retract my chakra. Why is it? Sadaboridyam mayam sadanam ridyam tvam mananyati na janati nam tebyo manakapi. Because my pure devotee, he thinks always of me in the core of his heart, and I'm always thinking of my devotee. And my devotee does not know anything than me, and I do not know anything other than my devotee. So that's quite an intimate relationship. That's devotional service means establishing this relationship with Krishna. Interesting is that Ambarish Maharaj had fasted for 2 years. But he felt not his own inconvenience. He felt inconvenienced for Durvasamuni's troubles. So what attracts this power of Krishna? It's a humble service attitude. This humble service attitude is more valuable than attaining these great mystic powers. So we see in the Krishna book the wives of the Brahmins. The wives of these Brahmins were Jahik Brahmins, performing Jahyas, expert in the mantras, and they had tremendous powers. And their housewives were simple housewives. They didn't know any slokas or something. But they had a humble desire to serve Krishna and Balaram. So, it's this humble service attitude that we need this humble service attitude to chant the holy name in a humble state of mind, because that will attract Krishna's attention. If we chant in a helpless, humble state of mind, because if we don't attain this inner attitude of humility and surrender, at the time of death, we will not be able to go back to Godhead. But therefore, it's so important to cultivate this humble service attitude. So, stop here.